And so Elisha steps up to the plate and says that he's going to help him. And so it says in verse number 9, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times and thy flesh shall come again to thee and thou shalt be clean. Now, this sounds pretty easy, right? Jump in a river 7 times and you're healed. Piece of cake. It's easy. But Naaman gets angry in verse 11. It says Naaman was wroth. Wroth is an adjective. Wrath is a noun, but it's the same word. Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he'll surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. He's infuriated because he has what attribute? What attribute would make someone infuriated because the man of God won't come and meet them personally? You showed up with your horse and your chariots, and what's the deal? What's the attribute?
Pride,
right? He's prideful. He thinks he's too good for this. The Jordan River's not good enough for him, and I'm a big shot, so I want the pastor to come talk to me personally. I don't want to talk to his staff. You know, I don't want to talk to an assistant. How dare you send someone else talk to me? I'm a big shot. I'm important, right? That's pride. He has to humble himself before he can get saved. The biggest obstacle to people getting saved is pride. They're too proud because it sounds too easy, doesn't it? Just dip in the Jordan River 7 times and you'll be healed. That can't be. That's too easy. So then, thankfully, his servants take him aside in verse 13. His servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. I mean, they're just being logical with them. Look, you should be happy that it's something so easy that you have to do, that it's no big deal. Go swimming. Take a dip 7 times. Why are you so mad? If he asked you to go on some quest and take some journey and do some difficult task, you would have done whatever it took. If he told you, hey, you got to climb that mountain and there's a certain plant growing on that mountain and I've got to make the cure out of that plant. And so you're going to have to climb into this ravine and do all this treacherous rock climbing to recover this plant. And it only blooms 1 day per year. And you got to time this right. And by the way, it's the dead of winter, you know, and you're going to have to do this in the ice and the snow and you're going to have to retrieve this and then bring it back to me, and then I'm going to make this special ointment that's going to, you know, he would be willing to do anything. I mean, he's doomed, right? How much more just wash and be clean? And so he gets the message. But you know what is so funny about the story is how real it is, because how many people have you seen literally get mad when they hear the gospel? I mean, the gospel, the good news. I've had people get angry and start yelling at me because I told them salvation was free, and they got mad. You mean to tell me that you can just live however you want? And, you know, what are you talking about? You got to keep the commandments. How dare you say that Jesus paid it all? How dare you say it's faith alone? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. If you've been out soul winning long enough, you've had people literally get mad that salvation's free. Quit offering me free stuff. How dare you? It doesn't make any sense. But yet, that's how people have often reacted. They want to earn it. They want to pay for it. They want to go on some difficult quest to get salvation. Why? Because of pride. They want to earn it. They want to feel like they did something to get it. They don't want to just humble themselves and accept the free gift.